Kip in Louisiana is on the line and needs some help with a brick problem. Tell us what you're working on.
I just built a patio, and we covered the patio with a it looks like an addition to the house to match the existing roof. And we have brick on the outside, but whenever the builder came in and put the patio, he had to cut some of the overhang to make it go straight up, if you kind of imagine what I'm saying here. And so now I have particle board, well, OSB board at the top and then brick at the bottom. And I'm looking the best option to cover this with to give it some kind of something nice to look at instead of going it with stone or something like that. My options were stucco, tongue and groove board, or hardy board or something like that.
So right now you have brick on the bottom of the house, and what kind of siding do you have on top of that, or is it only brick? Is this the only area that's sticking out?
Well, the wall is brick, and then we have the door, of course, but you have the wall is brick, and where he cut the overhang out, above that is OSB.
Okay. Well, I mean, OSB obviously is not an exterior siding material, and so you've got to put something on there. I think that the composite shingles, the hardy plank, is probably a good option for you. The thing is, if you do something like stone, it's may not look right because it may not match the brick properly and not look natural. But if you use a completely different siding product, then it may have a better, more complementary appearance. Either that, or even something like 1x8 cedar clapboard. You know, it's a very thick, deep profile, and brown cedar siding looks pretty nice against red brick.
Okay. What about the and I know it's not pressure treated, but there's a tongue and groove pine. If that being stained with a sealer, would that last the duration or not?
Not nearly as much as one of the siding products like hardy plank or cedar. And by the way, if you take your time and finish that properly, you can probably get 20 years out of it. And by finish it properly, I mean use a good oil-based primer on the siding and then cover that with a solid color stain.
Okay. Well, good deal, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kip. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.